B-Pod Studios.
Be honest with us. You've stolen your parents' car a time or two, right?
What?
Never?
Do you know what would have happened if I... I know you guys think I joke about my dad being really strict. I would have been away at boarding school had I ever stolen my parents' car.
Really?
Yes.
Underage joyride, no? Roy?
Nope. No, no, not at all.
Nicole, an underage joyride for you?
Never.
Really?
You mean like stealing it before you're 16, underage joyride?
Yeah, whether you just drive the car down your street, pull it in and out of the garage.
And you did?
Oh, yeah. I used to drive my mom's car down the street with my friend all the time. We lived in a cul-de-sac.
No, no, not at all. My dad would let me sit on his lap, and I'd drive the pickup truck down a road one time.
Yeah, but that was not like taking dad's. You didn't take Pa's truck when he was asleep.
Oh no, I didn't take old Pa's truck down the road. that's what you're referring to.
Listen to this. these two brothers took their parents' car on a bit of a joyride, and by a bit of a joyride, we mean a 600-mile road trip in Australia.
Oh,
they wanted to go fishing, so they took their parents' car and hit the road. The two brothers and two friends aren't even old enough to drive. They're all aged between 10 and 14, but they grabbed their fishing rods, got behind the wheel, and drove 600 miles to make it happen. The road trip took about 10 hours of driving nonstop. And the police said that the kids probably shared driving duties. One of the young brothers left a note for his family saying they were going fishing, but didn't say that they were using the car. They stopped once for gas and reportedly had cash with them. But actually, then they got accused of stealing some other items from the gas station, which got the police turned on to them. Mm. The parents didn't even know.
How old were the kids?
The kids were aged between 10 and 14.
Oh, my gosh. Problematic.
They were found safe inside the vehicle, but they locked themselves inside the car when the police tried to arrest them, and the cops had to use a baton to get inside the car. So on top of the fact that there's 600 miles on the parents' car, they had to break the windows to get in.
And these 12-year-olds are, like, defiant and not listening to the police and...
Well, let's turn
They're
it over.
They're probably scared.
Nobody in this room besides me had taken their parents' car on a joyride.
Now, when you brought the car back, did your parents care that you took it?
They didn't know.
Oh.
No, they would be, like, out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back my mom's car out and drive it down the street with my buddy, and he'd be out the window like a dog. But again, I was on a cul-de-sac. There was no cars coming. Like, I was on a 5-house cul-de-sac, so I went about, you know, 100 yards, turned around, and then it came back up the driveway. My main concern was getting it back into the garage safe and sound. All right, did you ever, be honest, did you ever take your parents' car on a joyride?
704-570-9595. Taking your calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you ever do a joyride with the parents' car?
This 10-year-old and a 14-year-old and two of their friends stole mom and dad's car and drove it 600 miles to go on a fishing trip. Mom and dad didn't even know about it until the police called them. Then the kids didn't even get out of the car and the police had to break the windows.
They drove 600 miles and the parents didn't realize that they were gone.
It's Australia, Loren. They're busy.
I know, but that's like, isn't that like 10 hours in the car?
I just feel like everything in the outback's that long.
Right? Good on you, mate. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm the only one in this room that has taken mom and dad's car on a joyride, albeit not 600 miles. I just drove like 100 feet in mom and dad's car down the street. Roy and Loren and Nicole haven't. Have you?
Absolutely. I wanted to make sure you didn't feel too alone.
Thanks,
buddy.
Yeah,
I've done stupid stuff, too.
Yeah. What'd you do?
My mom was out on a date with my stepdad, and her car was in the garage, and I wanted to go pick up a couple people, so I jumped in it and took off and went and picked them up. And we went back to my house that was empty, hung out for a while, and figured it was time to get them home, so I did. By the time I got back, mom and stepdad were home from their date. And short version, they were slightly peeved. I parked the car, walked in, and they were livid looking for my brother, thinking he stole the car because he actually had a driver's license and I did not.
So you were under 16 at that point.
Yeah, I was either 14 or 15.
Wow. So, all right, Kelly, that's a story to remember, huh?
Dang.
Oh, yeah, I paid for it. My stepdad, that was the only time I think he ever spanked me, and then my mom drove me straight to my dad's for the same treatment from him.
Oh, wow. That's the worst. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, and, you know, like, sometimes it's problematic with the kids. I remember when I was a 911 operator, I took a call, and the guy goes, yeah, my son Jerry stole the car again. I'm like, again? And then, but this time, I'm on press charges, so y'all go ahead and lock him up.
Oh,
gotta
wow.
teach him Gosh. A lesson. Like, all right, I'll send a cop.
I guess he keeps stealing it.
Yeah, like it's like a weekly thing.
You press charges on your kids.
And this is Melissa in Spartanburg. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So tell us about the joyride.
Okay, so I didn't personally take my parents' car, but my cousin did. He was probably around 11 or 12. My mom had just got a rental car, and she had it maybe 2 or 3 hours. He took it, went and picked up one of his friends, and then wrecked the car.
Oh. See, that's the thing. It's so dangerous. You're underage. You haven't even taken your driver's test yet. You don't know all the rules of the road.
Did your mom have the rental insurance?
She did, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's smart.
Yeah, nobody ever takes the rental insurance,
I know. What's the chances of that?
Good for her. I mean, who would wreck a rental car? That's crazy. Thanks, Melissa.
Let's talk with Ashley in Granite Falls.
So my sister's best friend came and stayed with her in high school to finish out high school, and they were both about 17, I was about 13, and I caught him one night sneaking out the window, and I wanted to go, and my sister let me go because she didn't want me to tell that they had went out. So it's been about 2 weeks, Mom never found out. Well, the police got called by some neighbor, and they followed up on it. And my sister and her friend couldn't get their license until they were like 18. And Ooh. Mom slept on her keys ever since then.
Slept on her keys. That's taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I just want to know why the neighbors called the cops. Did the neighbors see them do it, I guess?
Yes, because okay. They kept laughing. They kept going in a circle. So it was really late at night. We were surprised anybody was up. So uh-huh. We really thought we got away with it. And when my mom came to me and she asked me about it, I was like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. She was like, your sister already told me you were in the car. I'm like, yeah, I had to go, Mom.
Whoa.
That's so funny.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, man.
All right, Ashley, listen to this text message from area code 704. Did you see this, Loren?
Which one?
When I was 15, I drove from Charlotte to New York to see my girlfriend.
Oh, if I was the parent, I'd be so mad.
You're getting grounded for the rest of your life. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have been sent away to boarding school. Another person said that when they were 15, they took the car and had it about 50 feet outside of the house, and the sister came home and caught her.
I mean, imagine the person that drove from Charlotte to New York, and then like it's like a lease. You know, like there's a miles cap on it.
Come on. And then you need money for tolls. It's a whole thing.
Still to come.
Wow. And then you got to learn to park in New York City. I bet you that person's a really good driver, though.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.